it was important to me, just so I could focus on playing, which, you know, I think would have happened anyways. Just play football when the time comes. But obviously, you know, knowing that I'm wanted here and they want me to make a big impact here and continue to grow this defense and this team and compete for championships, and that's what I want to be a part of. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. You know, I think that was probably going to happen at some point as well. Which, and it's probably, he didn't worry about it either. He coaches hard, and we play for him. We love playing for him, and I think that shows up on the field, and you know, that shows up the trust that the guys upstairs took care of him and want him around longer as well.
What do you think is the main thing he brought to this team, changing the culture, toughness? What
I don't want to oversimplify it, because I think, you know, he's done a lot of things. You know, so I don't want to just point at one thing, but I think just his, you know, the accountability and really just the get it done attitude. There's no excuses for anything. It's either you got it done or you didn't get it done, and guys really enjoy that because it's just straightforward and you know where you stand, and that allows you to get better. I mean, I don't know what bar to set for it, but our bar is to win championships, and you know, we're the defense on the Vikings, so that's our goal, is to put our offense in good situations, our special team in good situations, and to help win football games.
You were on the bus with the rookie
crowd. It was nice. It was stress free. I didn't have to worry about all the road closings and the, you know, driving too fast, stuff like that. So I just kicked back and listened to music and. Yeah. Somebody said that. I don't know if I'm that old yet. Hopefully one day. Yeah.
What do you feel is important to get on the bus?
I'm a bus guy. I'm not a when I go to games, I don't drive the car in. I don't do a lot of that. So it's stress free. That's why I like it.
You don't have a new fancy car to show off
down? No, I don't. Well, I got a team issue bike. But I'm sure there's some fancy ones around. We can check out the lot later. I'm sure somebody got something over the break.
So you just leave your car at Winter Park and then the bus comes.
I'm not going to disclose the location.
Okay, your vehicle, okay.
Chad said he's apprehensive about buying into the hype about expectations because you still have to do the hard work.
Right.
And even Zim said, you know, we've been doing ribbon cuttings and stadium openings and galas, but now it's time for football. Is that the mentality this team has to have?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's hard not to buy into it because there's a lot of great things happening off the field, as far as the new stadium, just getting down to training camp, you know, kind of this first day, you know, them breaking ground on the new facilities and Egan coming up. So there's all this excitement going around the team and talk about how good things could be. But it really doesn't mean anything unless we're good on the field. So to me, you just have to block all that out, and you really just, everything within the football field is all that matters for us. And that's all you have to focus on. It's definitely a different mode, but I think the workouts, the OTAs, the mini camp all leads up to it, and then you have to take care of business on your time off in July. But it definitely, it just kind of ramps up on each phase, and then it'll ramp up when the season starts as well. Good. All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.